This week is moving on quickly and our time together is so short. So let's redeem the time by plunging back into what I hope is a fruitful discussion on this important Bible word, righteousness. What does it mean to be righteous? This word in two forms is found within Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Let me read that text for you. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. You heard righteousness and righteous, and I hope that you have those highlighted in your copy of the New Testament and the book of Romans. You'd be wise to memorize this verse. Let me give you a little bit of review and remind you what I've said thus far. I've made one point and given you a definition of righteousness. My first point about righteousness is that we require Christ's righteousness. Because we are not righteous, we need Christ's righteousness for us. And then my definition of righteousness, rooted in the Bible, is this. Righteousness is God making you right with God. Righteousness is God making you right with God, so that when Christ gives his righteousness to us, then we are made right with God. You see, God is the one who decides if the relationship between you and him is right. God is the one who decides if my relationship with him is right. I do not make that assessment. God does. We have to accept God's assessment of the relationship between us and him. God is the one who makes that judgment both now and in the future. And that should stand out to you in my definition, based in the scripture, of what righteousness actually is. Only God knows what is right. Only God sets the standard, and then he holds us up to that standard and asks, is this person meeting the standard? And the answer, of course, is no. We are not meeting God's standard. None of us are. It is impossible for a human person to meet the holy standard of the holy and living God. Why? Because we are not perfect, and God's standard is perfection. God has determined that what is right and what is wrong stands, and we have to conform to his right. Listen to what Jesus says to us in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. I'm reading that from the Bible, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus is saying to be perfect as God is perfect. You are not misunderstanding him. That's exactly what he's saying. You and I are to be in perfect compliance with the law of God, and if we were, then we would be in right relationship to holy God. Well, neither you nor I are perfect. Surely we can all admit that. But even if you were to argue, well, I am perfect, or as compared to other people, I am more perfect than so-and-so over there. But still, when measured against God's standard, you are not perfect. You are imperfect. You are not meeting the standard of integrity set by God in his word, and neither am I, and neither is anyone who has ever lived. The only one who meets God's perfect standard for righteousness is Jesus Christ. Jesus is always perfectly right with God. Jesus never sinned. Jesus has no imperfection within him. Jesus is perfect. So what Jesus does is he brings into our lives the righteousness of God. This is exactly what the Apostle Paul writes about in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Paul says, the righteousness of God. Please note the emphasis of God. This is God's righteousness. And God is giving us this righteousness through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's why I say righteousness is God making you right with God. God takes the initiative with us. God is on the move, confronting us with his perfect standard and saying again through Christ, I know that you cannot meet this standard, and so I give you my son Jesus. His righteousness will now become your righteousness. I am God making you right with me. Listen to the Apostle Paul write about this in another of his letters. This one is the second letter he wrote to the church at Corinth that is published in our Bibles. I'm reading from 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. there's yet another scripture that must ring out in your minds and hearts. God made Christ a substitute for the sins of those who will believe in Christ by faith. Jesus died in our place there on the cross so that we who believe in Jesus will, listen to this now, become the righteousness of God in him. Wow. This is the best news you'll hear all day, all week, all year, ever. We have no righteousness within ourselves. We are not righteous, but God through Christ takes away our sin and gives us the righteousness of Christ. God takes the initiative to make us righteous. How about that? Jesus says, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. That's the standard of righteousness. We can never, ever meet that standard within ourselves. And God knows this. And so what does God do? He sends Jesus to meet the standard for us. It's the integrity of Jesus that gives us integrity. It's the perfection of Jesus that makes us perfect. If you believe by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then he gives to you righteousness. He makes you perfect. And this is my second point. My first point is that we all require Christ's righteousness. And my second point is that Christ makes us righteous. And do you see how these reflect on the definition of righteousness? Righteousness is God making you right with God. And all of this only if we believe by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. This is why Jesus Christ is essential to our righteousness. If you reject Jesus Christ, then there is no other way for you to be made righteous, and therefore you are not perfect, and therefore you are not justified before God, and therefore your life is under the judgment of God, and when you die, you will spend eternity, that is forever, separate from the living God in a place that the Bible describes as living hell. And while you may now reason that you do not mind living in hell, that's just pure foolishness. If you truly knew even the first thing about hell as described by God himself in the Bible. So do not be a fool, but be wise and put your faith alone in Christ alone to gain the righteousness of Christ. Righteousness is God making you right with God, and this righteousness only comes to you from Christ, only from Christ. There is no other way to be righteous. And do not think that your good works are good enough to merit God's righteousness. They are not. Now, we have spent significant time when we were in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 talking about works-based salvation versus grace-based salvation. And yet here again, good works comes up. Too many people believe that the way to win God's righteousness is through doing good works. Not so. Can you do good works to the point where you are perfect? No. Exactly. Therefore, put aside your good works and put your faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive God's righteousness. The righteousness of Christ can be yours if you have faith in Christ. Let me demonstrate this, as always, from the scriptures. So come along with me, still in Romans, as I read Romans chapter 4 and verse 5. This is Romans 4 and verse 5. It's easy to remember. 4:5. But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited to him as righteousness. Let me read that again. Paul says to the Romans and to us today, but to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Notice the difference here between work and faith, and which way is the way to receive righteousness? Paul starts to the one who does not work, but believes. There is the word believes again. And as I told you when we saw that word in Romans 1 and verse 16, the Greek word for believes means trusting in, relying on and having faith in. This is the believing that comes from faith. And faith in who? Jesus Christ. Or as Paul puts it here in Romans 5, believes in him. So righteousness is received not by the person who works for it, but rather by the person who believes. He who has faith in Christ. Righteousness comes by faith, not by works. So do not rely on your goodness, on your good works to be made righteous by God. Rely instead only on Jesus Christ. This is the clear message of the Scriptures. And this is my point number 3. You are made righteous through your faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Righteousness, being made right by God, does not come by your good works, but it comes by your faith. Righteousness comes by your faith. And so how about you? Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe in him today? If you do not, then you are not righteous. According to God, you are not in right relationship with him. Everything is wrong in your relationship with God. And in order for it to be made right, you have to depend on God to make it right. Righteousness is God making you right with God. And so will you seriously consider my question? Will you humble yourself today and say to God, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and I'm asking you to make right our relationship, O God. Forgive me of my sins and make me righteous. If you're under conviction of your sin and of your separation from God, write me an email today and tell me about it. And in turn, I'll write back and tell you more about Jesus and how to be his follower today. My email is mark@markaswallow.com. That's mark@markaswallow.com. Write to me today and then join me tomorrow, for God is...